Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop.
That's right.
Man, we here, Cody. But not only that, we're here. We're not in the Godfather Lounge
No, sir.
We're at Barcode right now. We're in a bar in Garden Grove right now and shooting the shit over a few drinks right here. A few little cocktails.
We got some Star Wars inspired cocktails right here.
Yeah, right here. Now, I was going to ask you before we started recording, do you prefer these or the first ones we had?
Good question.
I think I like my Bruce Lee first more. A little bit more.
I would say this one's on par with my previous drink. The Joker that I got. I'll say it's on par.
I would say the bitterness on that one sticks out more.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a more positive thing or whatever. So I'm not saying it's negative or
not positive or negative, but it depends on what the drink is. But I think it works well for this concoction right here.
I would give your Joker just
like a slight little edge or whatever.
I only had one sip of yours or whatever, so I don't know if that would change.
I would say they're on par.
Yeah. Clearly, because you drinking that whole fucking glass or whatever. We got T. Oh, look at that. That shot of LA. T2 started that shit.
This is like the same exact asylum Joaquin Phoenix Joker walked out in at the end of this movie. I swear to God. When you saw her in that hallway, like the same shit. I swear to God.
They ripped it off then.
Yeah.
Because T2 is one of the best sequels ever.
That's right.
Speaking of the devil, so Barcode. I don't even know how to explain this barcode.
I can explain it. It's 80s inspired.
Yeah, definitely it's 80s inspired.
Not completely, but primarily 80s inspired. It's definitely very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Retro,
there you go.
I mean, as soon as you walk in, you see a pixelated Mega Man on the wall.
Yeah, the only thing that's not retro is some of these Hot Toys right here.
I was going to say, that's the only thing that keeps it from retro is like the props in the background here.
Yeah, modern Hot Toys, like all from the Marvel Studio films.
And not only that, the Daft Punk.
Daft Punk, true.
The Daft Punk dude is like
probably the most badass thing in here.
Which is probably the most random thing too.
That's a get lucky outfit too.
Yeah, it's a get lucky outfit. So it's like those were funny because that was like the most random thing to me, but it was like the best thing to me too, whatever. Because obviously it's Daft Punk and it's the best duo you could ever put together too as well. Some people call us Daft Punk a podcasting.
I take that.
But speaking of the devil, this is the last drop. And I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And yeah, we're doing it in live, in session, in the bar, right here, whatever.
It's after empty. It's closed for us. We're here after hours, technically.
We are after hours.
It's closed at 3. It's 3:20 right now.
3:20, and they open back up around 5.
Yep.
So for the next 2 hours. Now, first of all, first impression, first 10 minutes, whatever, I was in love with this bar. Mm-hmm. Hell, fast forward about we've been here for almost 2 hours now.
Shit, at least.
I'm still in love with the bar. I only have one critique, and it's I didn't get my fucking burger.
The only reason why that's such a big critique, we'll be cool with it. We understand. It's out of your power. Okay, you can't control
can't
it.
Handle
but
it.
This great bartender Nelson over here.
Yes.
Which he is a great bartender. It's not Nelson's fault.
He's really a great bartender. No.
He did hype the fucking burger up a lot, though. He did do that.
He says the best burger I'll ever have.
Yeah, I wasn't about to get the fucking burger. I had a burger yesterday, like sometime during the week. I'm like, I'm good, man.
I haven't had a burger in a while. Now imagine that. Now, that's even worse for me. I haven't had a burger in a while, and then I get told it's the best burger.
And then before we saw the shit, Delson was like, oh, that's a good fucking burger, man. You gotta try this one. You sure?
Then he starts asking us about toppings.
Yeah.
Bacon, eggs.
Bacon,
you got
egg.
Grilled onions. I got raw onions. Yeah. I was like, man, we want to
Then we saw the motherfucker on the counter right there where they serve it.
And we thought was a triple burger.
No.
And he said, no, that's a single. That's
what
it.
What the fuck?
Mind
you, it's only $6 for a single.
I'm going
to say, $8 for a double. I don't even know what the fuck a double looks like. I don't know if I want to know what the fuck it looks like. That shit was stacked.
Because I thought about the double first, and I was just like, when I saw that, I was just like, oh, fuck that. I'll just get the single then. Like, this thing was huge, and it wasn't no slider shit neither.
Mm-mm.
No, this was a full...
That was a full-on legit burger.
Full legit burger right there. That's
brioche
it.
Bun, all that shit.
Yeah. And then, special sauce on it, bacon thrown on there. I mean, it was just legit.
Oh, and even the onion rings, too. They had, like, a basket full of onion rings on the fucking plate. I was like, oh, my God.
Cody was going to get Thai fried rice, and he changed his mind.
Yeah, I was like...
I saw that burger, he was like, oh, fuck that. But the thing is, Cody was like... the price is so cheap, I might just get both. Yeah. Whatever. So I think he probably would have regretted that if he'd have saw that burger and then saw probably, that he'd be like, oh, this is like a whole day of work now, right? Like, at least. But other than that, that's probably the, and that's not really a problem. This bar just had a Christmas party last night, whatever and stuff, so they probably ran out of meat and somebody didn't go get the meat.
Richard.
Richard. Looking at you, yes. Richard. Oh, look, Nelson just walked back in as we were talking shit about him or whatever and stuff like that. But and then not only that, the drinks we had or whatever, Cody had the Joker.
Had the Joker, yep.
And I had the Bruce Lee Chi.
The Joker consists of gin, blackberry, lemon, orange, and mint.
And the Bruce. Guys? Oh, Nelson's back.
He's back.
Stuff.
There he goes.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's up, guys?
Whoa, podcasting right now, man. You know, talking shit about
talking
you.
Talking that shit.
Talking shit about you and having a fucking murder. Nelson, say what's up to everyone, man.
What's up,
guy?
What's up? This Nelson.
Yeah, yeah. The famous bartender himself, that's Nelson, right there, man.
Bartender at Barcode.
Barcode. What's up, Nelson, man?
On Instagram, Barcode underscore
GG. There you go. Oh, shit.
Check him on IG.
Or Facebook, you know.
Shit, let me follow him right now. Let me follow right now, then.
You guys follow. We have, like, promotion stuff. We also have parties and events that we...
There you go.
Oh, damn. Keep talking.
Special deals, special everything. We are arcade bar.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of Super Smash tournaments, Super Street Fighter tournaments, all hosted and, what you call it, ran by Richard, my boss, himself.
No!
Boss. Yeah, we talked about Richard a little bit before you walked in.
Oh, no!
All the good things, don't worry.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, just great things. Richard's the man. He's been incredible, so yeah.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is his bar? I can't
find it. That's what I'm
trying to do. Okay, yeah, like, Instagram is barcode. _ GG, like good game.
Oh, okay.
Or
okay. Oh, there we go.
I see clothing. Oh, he got a Daft Punk?
Yeah, that's his helmet. So he created and designed the helmet himself.
I have a Guy Emanuel helmet.
Really?
I was there for Halloween.
Okay, so the kitchen chef inside and Richard, they were like Daft Punk. They both have the helmets on. They have their whole suit.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
So if I bring my helmet next time, that'll guarantee me a burger?
the burger. You guys can have burgers next time.
Oh,
sure.
Okay, cool. I still want that burger.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, we got our man over there. He eating. What the hell?
We just met this guy.
He finally got that rice.
Yeah. These guys, they need to fucking have soup. They need to start making soup.
Yeah.
We're
just plotting, scheming out. It's actually kind of called the hangover soup.
Barcode hangover soup.
But it's not.
Cody could use some of those.
Yeah. Every now and again. Yeah.
We don't have it yet, but we're scheming.
Okay.
You haven't got a hangover in a while, though.
It's been a while.
I remember the first time I saw you get a hangover, you popped that pill. I was like, what the fuck
are you doing right now? Hangover pill,
You haven't done that in a while, though.
I haven't bought them in a while. I haven't had a hangover in a while. I was on those pills for a while.
That's a one-time thing for you, then. Huh?
Kind of, yeah. I'll be fine. I used to get a lot of hangovers back in the day.
I get hangovers like a motherfucker.
every now and again, I get them, but...
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, not really.
I love drinking, but I don't fucking like the day after.
It's excruciating pain.
Pain.
We wait years without you getting one.
Yeah. Wake up, your head feels like shit.
You wasn't drunk still?
Probably was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I got home like 4 that night, and I woke up at like 6. So yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, cool.
You met a new guy over here. Man, he's just chilling over here. He's Garden Grove's local bar.
That's right. Local over here.
Yeah, local, you know, looking like Phil Collins, Asian version. Asian version of Phil Collins over there.
Phil Collins.
Oh, we didn't go there. We didn't do any of that shit. That was all him. But let y'all know that we did not tender that. Our views did not reflect his at all. So put that out there.
Mind us. I'll stick with you on that one, bro.
I'm equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity. That Gatorade,
bro. That shit.
Like, just pull another hangover pill.
You gotta get those electrolytes in.
Man,
it's
like
my go-to.
He came in. I thought he was like the town drunk when he walked in. Nelson's yo.
Cut deep.
Give me my random shit that I can do.
That won't cut deep, my friend. That won't cut deep. But
he was already sweating and shit.
You're right.
He was looking like Samuel Jackson in Jungle Fever.
Mama, I need the money.
Yeah, I was like, who is this crackhead that just walked in right here? I was like, I've never seen an Asian crackhead before. This is awesome. It's the first time for everything around here. Yes.
They'll crack this coke.
It's awesome. One time for everything. Oh, right now we're sitting on. What you got, Cody?
I got the dark. Yeah, just done it. Darth Maul. Darth Maul.
They have like classic cocktails here named after a lot of geek pop culture things, whatever stuff. Right now, I got the Qui-Gon Jinn. Which tastes fucking delicious.
It was good. That little sip. Nice, refreshing, light.
That's very refreshing. Yes, actually, it is.
It's funny how he got the two drinks. They're enemies. Dark Maul killed.
That's right. Qui-Gon, you know? All from the Phantom Menace. The best Star Wars movie ever. Yeah.
No. Revenge of the Sith. When Palpatine were immersed in himself.
That's right.
That's the greatest one ever. Are you guys cool?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay, cool, yeah. Okay, yeah. Hey, my fucking bar. I don't own this motherfucker.
So, are we live right now?
We're live.
Yeah, we're live.
We're not streaming. We're not streaming.
Yeah. All right.
I am actually.
This is going to be interesting fucking week.
Oh, boy. It's definitely going to be interesting to say. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and probably just put that on right there.
Oh, there we go.
And just see. Uh-oh.
Let me get in the frame.
Hey, Cody's in the frame now, so yeah. So, right now, that comes out really quick. Oh, the Captain America shield, right there. Yeah. So,
the shield right there.
Right now.
Gauntlet.
Gauntlet, Infinity Gauntlet. The Thor's hammer.
Nelson's right there.
Nelson's right there. Bartender's right there.
What's cracking?
Yeah, so now we are streaming, Nelson, so your ass is fire. That's the town drunk Garden Grove right there. That's the Garden Grove drunk right there. Right there. So, yeah. Now we are streaming, Nelson. So,
for sure.
Be on your best behavior. Don't let me distract you from being the best bartender you possibly can be. They're about to do like a little bit of hold on.
What's up?
Okay, I was going to say the...
No. that green persuasion.
I love how he has not dropped that cigarette the whole time.
No, I'm not a Valley Girl. Come on, don't.
The Valley Girl should drop a cigarette?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah. You lived in the Valley.
I did. I just didn't know.
You never hung around those white girls.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So, Cody, where the white women at?
Yeah.
I know so.
Come on, guys.
Trust me, an Asian man will find them.
Yeah.
They will find them. They're like the new black guys.
Yeah.
You can have them. They were talking about credits and stuff like that. So we got tired of that conversation. Are you ever going to finish that Rent-A-Center bill? Like, oh my God. Like, it was like, hey, look, that toaster gets paid off, niggas paid off. Stop sweating me about that fucking toaster, okay? Anyway, though, what were we talking about now? I forgot.
Sure, what were we talking about? I don't know.
Oh, we're talking about our drinks. What we got? Qui-Gon Jinn, and Nelson just brought up.
He's the Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Give you the little ingredients here: Templeton Rye,
Four-Year
Whiskey,
Agave,
and Armeto, mint. Yeah, Agave and mint.
There you go.
With a little
Templeton sitting on my give this to people that come over shelf.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to keep all the good stuff for yourself, huh?
Yeah.
Mainly for this podcast.
That's right.
There's no bullshit behind that or whatever. Mm-hmm. Stuff. That motherfucker runs better than the Flash, though.
I mean, that shit.
Oh, that was fucking terrible. You don't know how to fucking run. Dude.
Oh, God. That was the worst.
This bar, though, I got to tell you, Nelson. He's over there busy right now. I don't want to bother him because he's in... He's multitasking like he always says.
Still going about that burger.
I was listening, you know.
Oh, okay.
Some water.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, look at that. See, not even opening. He's still giving you orders. What kind of shit is that?
Hell yeah! I'm a fucking regular here. Damn, my fucking money's worth, man.
Man, I gotta be a regular now too. But, hey, Nelson, my burger. McDonald's is across the street.
Hey, man, I gotta stay inside, man.
What? I'll watch the bar from you. I'll cover it for you.
Yeah, the alcohol should be gone by the time you get back.
Nelson, you should one Sunday. You should let me run this real quick. Just take a break. You sit down, play some games, or just let me take care of this. And he'll come in and be like, "Let me get a, you know."
I know you can't yell at the customers though.
Fuck all those drinks up. I mean, what a quiet guy. Yeah, he started pouring fucking Jameson.
What are you drinking now? What you got over there?
Dr. Jones.
You got a Dr. Jones? Man, I'd give him a Jermaine Jones.
Jermaine Jones.
He'd be like, what's in this? Cilantro? Straw?
Yeah, I got that Tabasco in there.
Yeah. Tabasco, because the cilantro's got spicy.
Yeah, throw some Worcestershire in that motherfucker, too.
You want a Bloody Mary? Oh, okay. I'll go find Mary then. I'll squeeze her to live.
No, don't do that.
Get all the juices out.
Ooh.
Oh, hell no.
And you know, there's good Japanese businessmen that pay good money for that.
Oh,
really? Oh, shit. Yeah. My way, man. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Nelson got turned on by that. So like, oh. Really now? He said, I fucks with that, yes. I think he starts speaking teenage slang. He's like, I keeps it 100 on that.
I keeps it 100.
That's a great bar, though.
That's a great bar.
We only had like tater tots and fries.
Yeah, you know it's a good bar when we bring the camera out and start recording this motherfucker on video.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
we
don't do this usually.
No, I don't.
We do it all.
I don't do it at all.
Yeah.
Well, we met a good dude right here. Not behind you.
Oh, man, that's cold.
Not you.
That's cold. That's cold, man.
Nelson, you're cool too, don't worry.
First town drunk and then fucking just marginalized.
Hey, man, you're the one that was hungover.
Town drunk. Not our fault.
That is not an honor.
Hey, I was the only one fucking drinking last night, so.
You know how hard I've tried to be the town drunk of Long Beach? Dude, you know how I would love that.
We're just the town drunk of podcast.
Thank you. That's, that's true. Yeah, yeah. We're out of Halls and I mean, San Diego, we own that shit.
Well, I guess I should be honored. I guess I should.
You should be honored then.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, you're award winner male, whatever. You're all there. You drop a fame.
There is no better advice than being an alcoholic. I'll tell you that right now.
That's great, yeah. None. Best kind of alcohol. I have to say, kind of.
How much did you have,
sir? Well, you know what they say about being an alcoholic? If it was easy, everyone would do it.
Exactly. Goddamn right.
I don't know who said that, but sure.
But it makes sense, though.
It does make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
You're not so much of the town drunk as I thought you would. You're making too much sense over here.
Okay.
He ain't drunk enough. That's
good.
Not the problem.
That's good.
Keep drinking.
Yeah, keep drinking. Yeah. Hey, give him another one.
Get him 3 more.
There you go.
Make me look bad.
As long as it's on you, I'll take him.
Hold on.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
We have to bring this motherfucker on all the time. Like, he's not even camera shy or nothing. He's just like, yeah, I'm the town.
Hey! What a white man drinks at?
Yeah, I want it. Yeah, I want Bloody Marys and Mary herself. Yeah.
Well, hell, man, I'm hanging out with a couple Hollywood executives right here. So, you know, you guys want to make me famous.
Fuck yeah. I'm exactly right here. Yeah.
Who told you what I do for a living?
Hey, I'll play the next short round the next Indiana Jones movie, don't man. Don't worry about that.
Don't do that.
Hey, you could be the next Bobby Lee for my next J.J. production.
Yeah.
We could put you in a Star Wars movie. Yeah.
Oh, Bloody Mary.
We'll call it Mr. Lee. And the universe. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, we could put you in that. Yeah, you sound like you're funny. Okay, funnier than his ass. But, yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, man.
I almost fucking choked on eyes right there. This is all your fault, Nelson.
What happened? What'd I do now?
I almost choked on an ice cube.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Nah. But you put too many cubes in there, man.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Cody.
What do you chew?
I'm like a duck. I swallow.
Okay. Oh, you swallow, huh?
Damn straight, yeah. I don't spit. They're quitters.
That's right.
It is a quitter.
That's right.
I swallow. Okay, shit. I take it all in, and I just say, hey, here we go.
Oh, no.
Look, if you're going to go all the way, go all the
That's
way.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
ain't that right, Cody?
Hey, totally. Yeah.
Back me up.
Yeah,
you
man.
Go to the bathroom real quick?
No. Bro. No. Stay right here. I'm good.
How about you? You look like you're down for a round.
What? Another round?
Yeah. Another round.
Yeah.
We got to go this way to get the round.
No, I didn't fucking talk about right now.
Yeah, to the bathroom. Here we go. Yeah.
This ain't no Memories of a Geisha, my friend.
No. It's Brokeback Bower. Yeah. I'll be Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, you know what? I'll be Heath Ledger.
There
no
you
problem.
Go.
Yeah. No problem.
He got fucked so hard he died. In real life.
Oh. I know. Damn.
Now you're going to get a bunch of Batman geeks emailing you about that one, man.
Yeah, he's right here.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, fuck yourself, man.
Yeah, he's right here. He gave me this look like, fuck
you. Oh, well, let me ask you this, guys. You guys see the Joker movie? Have you guys seen that one?
Yes.
No.
One?
I did.
No. How'd you like that one?
I liked it a lot. Really good.
I work in movies. I don't watch them.
No.
He used to.
Yeah, used to. I don't watch
them. Watch
no, okay. I guess no. After you've seen the sausage get made, it's you don't want to fucking go see the movie.
We could say that. Yeah. We could say it's a long story.
Okay.
Not really.
We used to move a podcast. We got tired of that shit, especially him.
He's
all fucked up.
I was watching everything that came out.
Oh, okay.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, like, everything. I mean, I was watching shit that, like, critics was not watching at all.
Yeah.
I remember we were watching shit that, like, Marlon Wayans movies.
Oh my god.
You feel my pain right now.
Oh man.
Yeah, you ever sit in a theater where a chick pulls out fried chicken out of her fucking purse and shit or whatever and stuff like that? Yeah, yeah. Trust me. That shit will banish you from movies for a lifetime.
Oh yeah. Well, no one wants to pay fucking $20 for a bag of popcorn. Hell no. You know?
God, you just reminded me I paid $20 for this. Oh my fucking god of everything.
No,
and
the
fucked up part is the bad movies, because I was seeing them for free. Mm-hmm. The bad movies, I was not seeing for free.
You had to pay for the bad movies.
The bad movies, I had to fucking pay for them.
Oh, ain't
so
that
the shitty
bitch.
Movies, which were like a lot of the horror movies.
Okay.
And a lot of the bullshit romance movies, whatever shit. I had to pay for those.
Okay.
And I had to sit in there with him most of the time for crowded theaters. And we looking like the dynamic gay couple.
Yeah.
And,
well, shit, there where we go. Shit off the fucking time.
Yeah, it whatever. Shit. So I just embrace it.
Yeah. So whatever, fuck it.
Fine.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So much that even my ex thought that.
Oh, no.
She did.
No, when she going through your phone and everything, huh?
Why are you always with Cody?
It's business. It's business. I swear.
I don't care if it's business. Even one time she came with us one time
on
our adventure or whatever, and even she still was just like, you two are clearly fucking
No, get the fuck out of here.
I was like, that motherfucker fell asleep. I was the only one awake.
You thought he fell asleep on your lap or what?
Okay, that's not important. You had too many details in the story. You're making too much sense when you're drunk, okay? I need you to get drunk, okay? Goddamn it. You don't make sense when you're drunk, okay?
Come back to me at 7 p.m. Then that'd be a different story.
You make more logic than me when I'm sober.
Who cares if he had no clothes on? He was in my lap. It doesn't matter about that, okay? She was there too.
And so. I was inebriated.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget that part.
Hey, well, I guess that popcorn butter comes in handy sometimes.
Look, this is before me too. Oh. And I might have slipped him something.
Oh.
But he deserved it.
Go ahead, Bill Crosby.
He
on
had
himself.
A rough day. Hey, he had a rough week.
So I needed a rougher day.
Yeah. Well, I gave it to you rough.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Yeah. Don't worry. I topped her off too.
Okay.
She should feel honored. Shit, and I gave her seconds. This is the Cody for crying out loud. Come on.
Like,
yeah, I'd get a piece of that. Come on. I was going to turn that down. Not even gay. And even I'd be like, man.
Come on, Cody. That's a compliment. It's a compliment.
No, he's coming
take
out
it when
like
you
this
can.
Too
take
fucking
it when
much.
You can, you know?
Yeah, I have experience.
You're putting Cody in
experience for 7 years.
In an awkward position. You know?
Oh, shit. I'm used to this, brother. Hey, it's our weekend.
Nelson, you keep fucking my burger up. You're going
to
get fucked.
I got nothing to do with a burger.
He's next.
You're going to be next. Cody's going to be like, oh, thank God.
I can take a break. Thank you.
Yeah, bending your ass over right there and be like,
I'm out.
For getting my burger, man. Yeah, that's what I do when people get my burger. I fuck them. Fuck them to death. Don't worry, Nelson. It won't be that hard. I'll lube it.
The caress your cheeks.
I'm very small. It won't fit.
Town Drunk will be watching like, I've never seen this live action.
It's a damn shit.
Do I throw money? Do I throw it?
Yes.
Throw money?
It will get picked up, for sure.
He's so goddamn drunk, know what the fuck he's saying.
Yeah, I'll tip him. I'll tip Nelson with that money you throw. I'll be like, here you go.
Do I catch that shit midair, you know?
Clean yourself up with this. Yeah, there's a hotel across the street. Ask if you could use their shower.
Walking at 24-hour fitness with a look of shame and fucking
Oh, he won't feel shame. He'll be confused. He'll be
what
like, do I call him tomorrow or how does this work or whatever? Like, and I'm gonna tell you, you don't call me tomorrow.
Now Jermaine calls you.
Yeah, yeah, I call you.
He runs the shit.
Yeah, yeah. You're never ready. My pussy.
Oh man.
My booty. Whatever,
they just turned into fucking San Quentin all of a sudden. God damn.
It's okay, Harvey Weinstein's locked up. Oh wait, oops.
Yeah.
He got free because you know he has the complexion for the protection. But anyway.
All indoor potted plants, be careful. Be careful.
Hey man, shit. Yeah, because you might smoke them.
Hey, if you got some.
Smoke them.
He said that he smiled, he's like, can I?
Hey, got that ganja?
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
It's California.
Why do you think we call it Garden Grove?
Yeah.
Hey, Garden Grove, man.
Yeah, I'm all up
for
in
a while.
That garden.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for a while, man. I'm when all the dispensaries used to be up here when they first started legalizing it with the medical marijuana dispensaries, there was a dispensary every fucking block in this fucking.
In that history.
I gotta tell you, man. After talking to you about alcohol now, pot now, like you must just be fucked up 24/7.
No, well,
That's a yes.
How much time you guys got?
Let me do the thing real quick.
So, yeah, back in the day, oh, yeah, just weed.
Week.
Weed, what? No. Here, my friend.
Weed was
my go-to, but lately I've cut back on that. That's why I'm always in here being the town drunk.
Yeah.
That's what 30 did to you?
No, like 28.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so,
what about
you?
Okay.
Can't be like Cody and smoke cigars, I tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, I like to do cigars, but goddamn, it puts a fucking dent in your pocket, man.
Oh, he's doing cigars, all right.
Yeah, it's code name for
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the,
yeah. We use cigars as code name for something else.
Yeah.
He's like, I got code names too.
Vintage aged Blackwoods.
Nelson's gonna fill that Blackwood if he don't give me my burger. It's gonna be nice and woody.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna be looking for my buzz.
Oh shit.
No.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Hell yeah. To infinity and beyond. Up on I got
a fucking... Okay, Buzz, okay.
Nelson's like, okay, closing time. Get out of here, come on now.
Chop, chop.
Well, you know, let's talk some more about the bar here.
All right.
Nelson, I love the bar.
Thanks.
That's great bar.
I think it's incredible. And not just you're just here. Trust me, I wouldn't be kissing you. I would tell you it sucks.
We'd be up front.
We'd be like, this bar fucking sucks.
Yeah, I've already given you enough.
We already know about the burgers, so no need to go back to that one.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on that fucking burger, dude. First of all, I saw the fucking burger, like four of them sitting there.
Alright, anyways, Jermaine, about the bar.
Okay,
about the bar.
Right. Sorry, I got sidetracked. The bar is awesome.
It is awesome.
I think it's awesome as hell. Like, me and Cody were talking about if we owned our own bar, what would it look like? And we both had a hard time there. And walking in here, we was like, this is what it would look like.
Mm.
It would damn. Now, granted, these wouldn't be here because that shit's expensive. We put like cheap ass Target ripoff. Actually, Target's a little pricey.
Walmart.
Kmart still exists. I thought Walmart now.
Kmart's going out of business, so we know we can get those for like liquidation. We wouldn't have those in the background, especially the Daft Punk ones. We'd probably try to get you fucked up and steal your Daft Punk. At least I would, or whatever. Like, here, just drink this, baby. It's gonna be okay. Yeah.
Sprinkle a little bit.
Yeah, magic.
And I think is my bar would have names after those. They'd be like, oh, you want the Weinstein or the Cosby?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I would go.
I know you would. That's not a compliment.
Oh, man, that's cool.
They're serving alcohol there. I'll go.
Like him saying, I'll be there. Like, sure.
You can review on Yelp, you know.
Well, then we'll take that then. I'll definitely take that then. Have the Cosby.
I drank and I don't remember shit. Good night.
I'd have the Jared from Subway there.
The Plansky.
Yeah, the Plansky, it's got Piggyback Rye in it. It's got Flea in the Country. And it's got a little bit of bitters in it. Because it leaves a bitter taste in your mouth.
Right in the back.
Right in the finish right there. Whatever. Yeah. You know, I would obviously have the Jared from Subway. Whatever. Mm. Little piece of Subway sandwich meat is in there, whatever. Yeah. But you know, the rest of it is just like shit that gets you so fucked up. He might fuck your kid or two.
Oh man,
Cody's like sliding out of his camera, like.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go over here.
Well, I'm glad we don't have to be reserved on camera.
No.
We're anything but reserved.
This is the last drop.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
It's the name of our podcast, by the way. The last drop. Yeah. Check it out on every
Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music podcast,
whatever
the
fuck
it's called.
Call it
now. Yeah, I don't fuck with Apple, so I...
Shit, my drunk ass can be looking for Maxwell Coffee on the podcast, say, like, wait, last drop? Maxwell Coffee? Good last drop?
And you know what?
Maxwell
we
Coffee.
Respect that, because we know you're the town drunk.
That's right.
Any other body, we'd be like, man, fuck this. Like Nelson.
I have my moments of clarity.
If it was Nelson that did that, I'd be super pissed.
What?
Because he fucked up on my burger. Now
there we go again.
Back to Nelson again.
There we go again.
It's between Nelson and Richard.
I wish you could... tell us how good the burger is, but
I wish
sorry,
you son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, you can't.
You think he don't wish?
I'm sorry, man.
You motherfucker, you didn't say that. Motherfucker, here's my burger. Man, the best burger you'll ever have. I haven't had a burger in a while, and then he started throwing these toppings on it. You want eggs, caramelized onions, grill, and I was just like, dude, I was like, either way, I fuck up on this. This still sounds good. And then he comes back.
Got
like
some bad news.
Jesus, all of a sudden.
I did do that.
Cody. He even said it by our first name too. I was just like, ooh, I'm
I sound like a daughter coming out. I was like,
Cody. It's almost like he fucked Cody's daughter or something. That's how he came out. Like, he's just like,
I didn't know you have a daughter.
I have a daughter. He don't know. That's how pissed you look. Like, you imagine that Cody had a daughter for a moment. Or and that's how the look on his face. He looked like that dude that has
mouth. He looked like that doctor that come out with bad news.
I did my best, guys. We did our best. And, got bad
news. And Cody looked like Doc Rivers. Fucking Clippers coach, whatever. I'm like sitting there going like, no. No, I was looking like
can't be true. No, it's impossible.
Nelson's like trying to like win us over. Now he's like, man, I'll get you a McDonald's burger, man. I'll drive you back to Long Beach. I'll suck your dick.
Don't be a menace, really. Don't be a menace.
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever, just please, whatever. So we just met Nelson already, and I'm just like, it's cool. And Cody's like, it's cool because cool. Cody's the good cop. I'm the bad one.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. I took a straw and I was like holding it like this, whatever. I'm going to shank this motherfucker. A straw. And Cody's like, I don't know how you're going to do that. But
there's plenty of knives back there.
You know, I think he's lying to us. I think there is burger meat back there, but he's trying to make us wait out by saying like,
so he wants to come back. That's what he said. He played long game.
You know what they said?
I see his game.
He said that like 7 times.
That's right.
Like, oh, when you guys come back though, it'll be great.
He's playing the long game. Burger's so good, you can't get it today.
I feel it.
He's fucking Popeye-ing us.
Oh yeah. There we go.
We'll see what works or not next week.
10-day waiting period for a fucking burger.
Dang.
Okay. That's right. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Get him, Cody.
Run.
Hold his ass down. You know what? All right, this sounds fair. How about a trade then? Since we couldn't get the burgers, we'll take each of the down.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'll take the guy Manuel. Cody wants the Thomas. All right. How about that? It'll work out. We're just fine.
Perfect. Man, burgers ain't that good. Shit.
Shit, the way he put it.
Oh, shit. They look that good to me. Delicious. Okay. So just give me the key. And we'll open those up.
My boss has it. He already knows.
Fucking Richard. Man. He is the highlight of this episode.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be Richard, man.
I'm going to name this episode Richard.
Richard.
Just Richard. Okay, Richard. Whatever. Richard. He has the key to that, too?
Yes.
Man, Richard. He better be like Terry Crews looking 7 foot tall, muscular shit. Whatever.
Have you watched The Last Samurai?
Yeah.
He looks like that guy.
Like Tom Cruise?
No, not Tom Cruise. The one who trained Tom Cruise.
Ken Watanabe?
Yes.
That is,
yeah.
He looks like Ken Watanabe?
You look up, you have Barco _GG, he's on there.
He
look
doesn't
it up.
Do that fucked up stereotype like he did in Godzilla.
Nah.
He doesn't tell him like if me and you guys are around, he walked in, he just looks at Cody like, let them fight. He doesn't do shit like that.
Oh, no.
Okay, thank God, because I felt embarrassed for Ken Watanabe in that, bro. Wow, he was the last samurai, huh?
Yeah, white man, the last samurai. Yeah. Believe that.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Nope.
Well, Brad Pitt was the Mexican.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think Tom Hanks was the Harriet Tubman at one point. That sounds about right. Yeah.
My mama always told me.
He is the last Negro on Earth.
Dang.
I don't know how, but he is, whatever. I mean, especially when he met that dude from the boat in Uganda, whatever. Now, whatever. Shit. That brother took over for him, whatever. He's just like, you're done now. I'm the captain now.
Well, hell, if you got Rachel Dolezal walking around, you know, anything can happen. Anything's possible.
Man, you fucking knowledgeable as hell. Wow. You're no longer the town drunk. You know too much.
He's not drunk enough yet. That's the problem.
Drinking water, that's why. Yeah. Or is that Everclear?
It's not very hydrated and shit.
He took that jacket off when we came in here. He's just like, hold on, they're podcasting? Oh, I want a piece of this. Yeah,
we're my Sunday best.
No.
He started looking like Bill Clinton from relaxing his shoulders. He's like, oh boy.
Yeah, I'll start pulling a saxophone. Oh,
boy. I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he was saying. He was like, hold on, oh boy.
Talking about cigars earlier. So.
Yeah, we were talking about cigars when I was outside. And we were talking about, like, my favorite is the Pappy Van Winkle cigars, whatever. And I like a lot of the bourbon cigars.
Okay.
The Blanton cigar. Pappy Van Winkle, if you'd like, we can bring some here.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
It'd be dope, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
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 I like that idea.
Yeah.
Or after hours.
I like that a lot.
Cigar.
We're always after hours. What are you talking about? It's like 3 a.m. in the morning right now.
Yeah. somewhere.
No, here.
Here?
Yeah, it's after hours. Don't worry. Nelson, I know it's not your bar, but you got a great bar going here.
Thanks, man.
It's awesome. The best thing too, and not only that, is the design of it, is the fucking prices are really good.
Yeah. They are good. Mm-hmm. They are really good.
There is there anything over $10 on this menu?
No.
Well, it used
imagine
to be.
You got this shit in LA, how much your shit would be?
It used to be.
Oh, yeah. 14
There was a drink.
14, it was like $10 for a drink
in LA. Yeah, these cocktails.
I mean, how about like well?
Dude, they give me,
hell no.
they charged me $13 for Jameson Ginger Ale in LA.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
I told him a story one time. Me and my buddy Yoon, we went to a bar and the Jameson cost more than the Redbreast 12 there. The Jameson was $16, whatever.
That was bullshit.
What? Thank you. And the bottle,
fucking Jameson,
Redbreast is like $50, whatever. Where Jameson is $20 or whatever, and they charge us $16 to $17 for the Jameson.
What for a straight up?
Straight up.
What?
Straight up.
Get out of here.
So, yeah,
LA is way fucking overpriced. Man. Like, you can get the most generic shit there, and it could taste like fucking battery acid.
Yeah.
And they'll charge you $20
for it. Yes.
And then, once you tip them, you know, you're spending about $30 on one drink that's not even that good. And the thing is, they don't even have specialty drinks.
Dope.
They don't have, like, high, good-end craft beer or whiskey. They have, like, the most general shit there or whatever. And if they do have that, they jack it up like a motherfucker. Man. Like, it's like, I might as well buy the bottle then.
Yeah, might as well. Why would go to fucking Ralph's, get a bottle of Jameson for fucking, what, $20? If that?
We went, there's an arcade bar in L.A. We went to.
It takes a quarter. It's a certain number, right?
82.
Yeah.
There you go. They wanted $70 for a pour of Yamazaki.
Wait, a pour. $70.
Absolutely. Fucking insane.
First of all, if you get lucky, because there's a Costco across the street, you can get a bottle of Yamazaki from them if they have it. $60, number one. Number two, even if you pay secondary, it's at least $109 to $120.
Okay.
Why the fuck would you pay $70 for the pour? You might as well spend, if it's $120.
Might as well buy the bottle.
Might as well buy the fucking bottle then.
Might as well.
He told me that. I just looked at him and just said, no, you can blow me. just give me the Jameson there. And then he even told me $17. I was like, oh
man.
Yeah, you don't come here to drink. You come here to just play the quarter games. But the best thing about here, the barcode though, is
all the games are free to play.
All games are free to play.
Mm-hmm. Open tab. Mm-hmm. You have an open tab. You have controllers, joysticks, and everything.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
The only thing that takes quarter is that machine, those machine, and that one. Yeah.
So if you need help here on Sunday, me and Cody are running for you. Don't worry, it'll go smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah, we will not fuck this up. We promise.
At all.
They'll pay you in burgers.
I'll take that shit. We're not doing this for the money. We're doing this for fun.
Yes.
So let us know, Nelson, if you need help. No, we'll do it. It's an honor for me to fuck people's drinks up. Sure, you want a Bloody Mary? Here's a mimosa.
Hey, I'll take a mimosa.
Yeah. I'd be like, he'd be like, I said, that's for a Bloody Mary. I'd be like, it's the same shit. It's
whiskey sour, here's a vodka tonic.
Yeah, it's colorful. Boom. One's yellow, one's red. You mix them together, it turns out dark red. It's fine, dude.
And they're breakfast drinks. Made for breakfast.
So the menu here is cheap. The drinks are cheap. I think the most expensive thing here is $9, right?
Yeah, $9. $9.
Which ain't shit.
I was gonna say food though too.
I'm so used to spending like at least $13 a fucking cocktail. $9 ain't shit.
It got to a point where me and Cody had to put like a quota on how much we spent on the bar. And it was like, look, 30. I think it was 35 or 40 or something.
30.
Like that.
It was 30, 35. Yeah.
We was just like, that's the cutoff.
Yeah.
We'll be there all fucking day or whatever. Yeah. And then be like, okay, that bar wasn't shit though. So as we told you about our first bar,
yes,
we went to where the drink tastes like battery acid.
Yeah.
We fucked up his drink, my drink. Didn't even have a fucking menu. We're working on the menu. It's like, you've been open for 3 months now. What do you mean you're working on a menu?
That's like the first thing you're supposed to come up with when you're fucking making a starting up a bar or starting up a restaurant.
So we're actually close.
Yeah,
we open up a 5 again.
Do they want to join us for the podcast? Of course they do.
Maybe put my cigarette out.
This thing's getting ready.
ready. I was wondering why you put it out and it was like still lit up though.
Put
like,
this shit away.
The door's locked.
Yeah.
That door's locked. Yeah, you have to go around.
It's okay. Sorry.
No.
Sorry guys.
Okay, we need to put like a fucking door. Or fucking
super. I don't even know the shit up like right now.
Still on camera? Oh, turn me off.
You guys got yellow fever?
Shit.
I give a fuck. I don't discriminate.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
I got whole fever. like, you have no idea. Like, oh, is that a camera running? Oh, we'll edit that out. Oh!
Actually, probably won. I'm lazy. Anyway, though, so bar is great. The prices are amazing. The drinks, the cocktails, special cocktails. They have something for everyone here, whatever. It runs into whiskey, gin, vodka, tequila, everything you need to be. It's good people here. It's a regular. He's a town drunk here. They have great 80s movies playing on the TV screen. We're watching Terminator 2 right
Terminator.
Now. I feel like we've been on the same scene for like 30 minutes. Yeah. Man, it's like, how long is this bitch going to be in this fucking psychotic home right here?
Yeah, I haven't seen this movie in a while.
Same here. I'm just like, damn, did you just see the scene?
Yeah, she's here for a while.
Get the fuck out of there, okay? Shit. You know, they got the 80s music in the background. Mm-hmm. You know, you play a little...
Got the posters.
The VHS posters, too.
The VHS posters? Yeah, yeah.
We got the floppy disk that looks like...
Those are... Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. Is that what that is?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize what it was. I was making it. I didn't know what
you
it was made up of.
You drunk, you sure do know a lot, dude.
He's not drunk yet. That's I keep telling you that. He's not fucked up yet. Like you said, wait till like 7.
Okay, wait till 7. Yeah.
You jump up the walls and shit.
How many times do you call out of work?
Never.
Wow.
Never.
Impressive.
If I got to crawl there, I'll fucking crawl there.
Shit. There you go.
I feel like I work across the street, that's why. It works easy for me or whatever. The figures in the back, they got a DJ here. Happy hour, when is that?
Every day, 5 to 7.
5 to 7.
5 to 7
every day.
For cocktails, beers, wings, and fries.
Holy cocktails, shit. Beers, wings, and fries. Yes.
Man, can I get
Which is all you need right there.
Yeah, can I get some wings right now?
Yeah, but there's no... Well, we open at 5. The cook left.
God damn it.
An hour.
You guys are here during closing hours.
Just put me in the cook. Fuck it, I'll do it myself. Come with me, Cody. I need to make these.
I might get some, you know, chicken fries, steak, and grits and stuff like that. I'm watching waffles.
That sounded kind of racist.
It is racist.
But I'll take it. I'm
not lying. We're going with this right now.
So what kind of grits are we talking about? Like they're going to be buttered up there? Like,
hey, those are best ones, though.
Okay, you can make those now? Or
no, I don't have... I don't have... I'm going
to... I go to Costco.
None of that instant shit.
Just let me know. Yeah. Get Instacart. Anyway.
Those are bomb.
So we're going to wrap things up here, guys. We can go for 41 minutes. Commander, you received a new message at your private terminal. Cody's phone is telling me
that's right.
Get the fuck offline. That's his parole officer. Tell him, you've been drinking too much. You got to get back to Culver City.
No, I'll be all right. Maintaining.
He won't be, but you will be.
Nah, well, she lives out here.
I'm right down the street. If I lived right across the street, too, I'd be fucked up there as well. I'd be like, man.
Where them games at?
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Sure, you know. How much time did he spend in your bathroom?
Depends.
Depends.
I like how he blew his smoke.
I don't know, man. I don't keep track.
He's like, depends.
I don't clock him.
Yesterday was about 2.5 hours. Yes. But that wasn't my limit, though. One time, 5 hours. I made it that long, whatever. I didn't even notice, but the lights are changing colors, too, in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't realize that?
Well, I was talking about the ceiling lights.
Yeah.
You got, like, some Mega Man neon shit going on here, whatever, and stuff. That's like a Vice City theme. I love that, too.
You know, that's a good descriptor. Very good descriptor.
I tend to have those every now and then. Yeah. Every now and then. Like, maybe twice a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
The other times a year, not so much. I fuck up words. Webster Dictionary is usually sitting by me or whatever and stuff. I flip through it. I edit stuff out, whatever, make me look good, whatever, you know. Times, whatever. I auto-tune him so he doesn't sound so good. You know,
trying to dilute my fucking voice and shit.
I'd be like, damn, he sounded too good here. Hold on. Fuck him up real quick, whatever.
So true, ass boy.
Usually they auto-tune to make the voice sound better.
No. I do it to fuck
him
up.
No, he doesn't fuck me up.
Yeah. Interesting.
Like, I can't have him looking better and sounding better. Shit, okay? Jeez. You can't have two. You can have one. You can't have two, okay? Shit, I'm petty like that, goddamn.
Yeah, we know.
Fuck my burger at now.
We know.
And with that said, I think we're going to wrap things up.
Yeah, I think it's good. Oh, we got to get the review.
I didn't want to hurt Nelson's feelings.
Yeah, we got to do it, though. Got to be honest.
Okay. I can take it.
Yeah. I'm going to give this one drop. No.
man.
So we rate things on, like, we call it the last drop. So there's 3 drops, which is pour from a bottle, whatever. Ooh. Stuff. And then the final is the last drop. That's like...
Creme de la creme, best of the best.
That's okay. The hall of drop right there, baby. That's drop like, fame. You know, the wall, you know. I was thinking of Mark Henry as well.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, he called it the Hall of Pain. I was just like, man, who is he fucking? Besides that old lady.
Where
he had that hand as a child or shit. Man, I don't even know how to describe that. He had a hand as a baby.
He had a fucking hand. She was wild back in the day.
So, you know what, Nelson?
What's that?
I'm not even going to suck your dick right now.
Damn.
Yeah. I like how she's responding. She's like, is he sucking dick? Is that what he's doing? Cody, stop hanging around this guy forever. He's going to turn you that way. It works for camera so much. Whatever. I'm going to have to drop a last drop on you, man.
Oh.
I'm dropping a last drop.
Damn.
You've been great, first of all.
He's been great.
No, you've been great.
The decor of the bar has been great. What we really go for these bars for, which is not the beers and whiskey, obviously. That's just
good to take.
The cocktails. Cocktails have been great.
You dropped so much knowledge. Out of all the bars we've been to this year, this is the most knowledgeable someone has dropped on, like, the way they make cocktails and stuff like that, whatever stuff. So, that's awesome, whatever. Not even sucking your dick right now. So please. He's like, he's probably thinking, oh, they're just liking me because I'm here. No. We give a fuck about you. It's not about you, man. It's about the barcode or whatever. It's about Richard, okay? It's about Richard and the barcode.
Richard.
Yeah. I'd give it to Richard, like, if it wasn't here, I wouldn't be here. And I'm only here because we think we're
here. You're here because of us. We know.
Yeah.
If you don't give us credit,
I was preparing for this day.
Thank you. You should. Why wouldn't you?
All things led up to this moment right here. Right here, right now.
Why wouldn't they? Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why they wouldn't. I mean, even the town drunks over here is like, yeah, I showed up today for them too, yeah.
Came at the right day.
Fucked up. Still want to be there. Yeah. So with that said, I give you a last drop, man. That's my rating.
I got to agree, yep. I'm going to give a last drop. The burger thing is not his fault.
It's not his fault.
It's good. Everything else, service, the drinks.
3.5 drop now.
You can't go back now.
No, shit.
This is the first time we ever actually recorded video in the bar, so that's, you all have to know, like, this is legit.
Since we're doing this, why don't we just
close it out.
The
okay,
all right.
Cheers to
this. I can dig it.
Hey, I gotta do this from the camera, though.
Did you just pull those glasses out of your pocket?
his body pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God.
Trust right here, yeah. Hello. Can't have it.
Okay.
All right. Everybody's coming over now. Everybody's trying to look adorable.
Yeah. Cody's texting his mistress. Baby, I swear, I'm going to be home later tonight. Whatever. I tell you, girl. Whatever. I'm with Jermaine again. With him again. Oh. You said your ass was sore last time you was with him.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it goes down like that. Mm.
Oh, boy.
He's pulling out the Jameson.
Oh, boy.
Little shot glasses here. Oh, we're going to take a shot. Go ahead and pour. Can I do it?
I gotta do it.
Okay. Oh, yes, right. Yeah, you got to. It's part of the legal attributes there.
Close out with this.
If I was there a board, he would go out of business.
Close down the bar, view some shots.
I know we're the hospitality, but
on
you got
the house.
You guys are hospitable too.
Oh, yeah. We try. We do try.
What a way to close out bar.
What
review,
a way,
you
know? Right?
Yeah, dude.
Now, it's just a first. This is a total first.
Yeah.
Total first of the show.
Total first.
No video.
Awesome. Well, at least for both of us.
Okay.
I've done one before or whatever, but this one is like the first
for this podcast.
Okay. This for this podcast, whatever. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm a part of history.
That's right.
Yeah.
Town drunk over here.
Last drop right here. Don't stop, keep pouring, baby.
We're going to barcode.
Take your clothes off now, Cody. She's like, Cody, he's telling you.
Oh, jumping glasses.
That's perfect.
Not good.
There you go, bro. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. We appreciate it. And I would say, because next week we're doing our best of drinks we've had on the show, and we're putting honorable mentions in there, I would say this is the best bar of the year.
Oh, yeah, easily. We ended the year off right.
Yeah.
I don't even work here and I feel honored.
You should. Yeah. You're in there.
Part of this moment.
Yeah. Every time you come here now, you better be here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bet your ass.
And you know what? We don't want your contact information at all. You just better just show up. We don't want to know who you are. No. In fact, forget his name, Cody. I don't want to know his name. Nope. I just want him just like randomly be like, that way, whenever we come here and we see you come, like, there he goes. There he goes.
That guy.
He's got yellow fever.
I am the yellow fever.
You really are. So, with that said, last drops here. As we always end the show here, I'm the godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And that's the godfather of bartending.
Thank you.
And that is the town drunk.
You hear me.
I have a name. It's Leo.
Sure.
The town drunk.
Yeah, the town drunk. The godfather of the town drunk. This is the barcode, and livers will never be the same.
Glasses will never be dry.